With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Spent another ICE-involved shooting in Minneapolis. A Venezuelan national was shot in the leg. Homeland Security says a shovel-wielding man attacked the federal law enforcement officer who fired in self-defense. Both men are in the hospital now as protests continue in Minneapolis. President Trump changes his tune on Iran, at least a bit, and at least for the time being.
Time and again, President Trump has made it clear he likes to keep people guessing. So just when signals were multiplying that an attack was imminent, he suddenly announced the situation had changed.
We've been told that the killing in Iran is stopping and there's no plan for executions or executions. So I've been told that a good authority will find out about it.
His comments set off another wave of speculation. Was he having second thoughts? Or was it to preserve this element of surprise?
The BBC's Lise Doucette. Venezuelan opposition leader, Nobel Peace Prize recipient Maria Corina Machado pays a visit to the president today at the White House. This after the Senate defeated a resolution that would have required congressional approval of any new strikes on Venezuela. An ailing astronaut and crewmates are back home this morning.
Splashdown of Crew 11. After 167 days in space, Dragon and NASA astronauts Zena Cardman and Mike Fink, Kimia Yui of JAXA, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Oleg Platonov are back on Earth.
They returned from the International Space Station about a month early. If you're with Verizon and the phone is still acting up, restart the device. That's the carrier's advice following yesterday's outage, the cause of which has not been revealed. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 42 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 173 points. This is SRN News. A new report on America's pastors.
It comes from the Barna Group, which has been studying the mental health of the country's Protestant clergymen, and it reveals that most of them enjoy strong marriages. 76% of pastors tell Barna that their relationship with their wife is solid. However, the poll also finds that nearly half of all Protestant clergy say they often feel isolated, and just a third of them say they have someone outside of their church or their marriage in which they can confide. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Democratic attorneys general has filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's requirement that states must recognize that male and female are the only two immutable sexes. Last year, the Department of Health and Human Services informed states that they must certify compliance with President Trump's executive order if they want to receive federal health, education, and research funds. The states are asking a federal court to block HHS from enforcing the new conditions. This is SRN News. Bill Gates' charitable foundation is reorganizing, even as it continues giving away something it has plenty of.
Well, the Gates Foundation plans to spend $9 billion in 2026. It also aims to reduce staff by up to 500 positions over the next 5 years. This follows last year's decision to close the foundation by 2045. Gates has committed to spending $200 billion over the next 20 years before shutting it all down. The foundation is expanding its efforts in AI, child health, and poverty reduction. Jason Walker reporting.
Despite the ongoing turmoil in Iran, oil prices have been sliding lately. Crude prices sank about $2 per barrel. Came after President Trump said Iran claimed that it would halt the killing of protesters. More details, SRNNews.com.